with Dion and Alan.
So I'm sitting with Alan Story, and we are talking about the Bible and how we can use it in an effective way so that it doesn't lead to things like war and destruction and abuse. And Alan, in our last segment, you brought us to the point of saying that the real lens, the thing that helps us to understand how to read the Bible, is asking the question, would Jesus approve of my interpretation? Now, the question that I want to ask you is, there's so many different views of Jesus. So how do we know that we know the real Jesus who would approve of our reading of the Bible?
Thanks, Dion. Well, I think the fact that we're asking the question is great. So the first thing is, we need to be humble as we approach the question. The question is, who is Jesus? And there are four Gospels. And there's a lot of material in the four Gospels that covers the same, but there are some unique insights that each one of the Gospel writers has about Jesus. We shouldn't be surprised about that. Give you an example. I have three brothers. If you had to ask all four of us to write a one-page on my mother, most of what we write will be the same. But each one of us has a unique relationship with my mother, and so we see different things. For example, my eldest brother would say my mother was very strict. For me, I'd say, Mum, strict? Never. No ways. So that's the joy, that each of us has a unique relationship with Jesus. So we can pick up unique things. So the first is this. Know that each person has a unique relation with Jesus. Enter into discussion humbly, open to learn about the unique things that the other person sees about Jesus. So that when we read a text, let's go back to the Leviticus text that I mentioned, where an adulteress should be stoned, it says. We then ask this question, would Jesus say amen to that? If we agree, then we need to show where we agree. Where do you see that in the Gospels? Where would it lend itself to that? Did Jesus ever say that anyone should be stoned? No. So we can clearly see from that Jesus would not condone the stoning of adulterers. In fact, there's that one specific example where he forgives the adulterers. Now, let's take an example of Jesus clearing out the temple. Some people have used that scripture as saying, you see, Jesus was violent, and so we too can be violent. In fact, we can even go off to war and to kill and to maim in the name of Jesus because he was. Now, Jesus got angry. What did he get angry for? Those are questions that I'd want to have a discussion with that person. And you know what, Dion? We may not always agree on our interpretation of Jesus, but at least we're asking the right question. Would Jesus say amen to this or that?
Now, Alan, what you've just said makes sense to me, but then there must be some place in which, if we use the analogy of you and your brothers writing about your mom, that there's some things which would be factually the same. So, for example, the fact that she's your mom and those kinds of things. But your experience of her may differ, and those differences could be true. Now, how does one deal with something like that?
As I said, humbly.
Okay.
Let's start with from the position that I do not know everything about Jesus, that I have things to learn, that it's a real relationship. This is not about a historical figure. This is about having a living relationship with Jesus. That is, like any other living relationship, growing, changing, getting closer, getting distant. So for me, Dion, the real key thing is humility. Now, Dion, if you and I have a disagreement about our interpretation of Jesus, let us at least honor Jesus in how we disagree. So if we're going to disagree with each other, let's at least disagree Christ-likely. So my next question was, okay, I disagree with Dion, Dion disagrees with me. How would Jesus want us to go about relating to one another even though we disagree? The answer that I would have, I think we could maybe agree on. Jesus would want us to continue loving each other, continue to remain in friendship and fellowship with one another, continue to be humble and respectful. So even though we may not agree on the Jesus question, we can honor Jesus in our disagreement.
Wow. I mean, that really is a radical thing. And you know, Alan, the one thing that I can see is that for many of us as Christians, we've missed that in the scriptures. We often use the Bible as a tool to attack one another. and to cause division and to separate ourselves from others. So I think in our next section, let's talk a little bit more in depth about that thing. How we
can hold our differences is nowhere in the Bible does it say, I command you to be right. It does say we need to be loving. So, Dion, as soon as you and I have an opinion about Scripture or about Jesus, that actually becomes more important than the person that we're speaking to, it's become idolatrous. We are worshiping something other than what Christ is hoping us to keep at the forefront. So you and I differ on a particular issue. What we then need to do is, one, acknowledge that we differ, and then say, but we're still wanting Jesus to be our Lord in this situation. How does Jesus be our Lord? We need to honor how he wants us to relate. The first thing, even if I feel that you are an enemy now, what does Jesus say? Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
Wow. I mean, that's a radical way of thinking about it.
Are you stirred by this message? Then get in touch with us and send us a text to +27 782 785 300. For more audio and information on this series, please visit www.manaandmercy.org.